And finally tonight, like much of the world, superstar Gloria Estefan has been under quarantine at home in Vero Beach, Florida, with her husband Emilio. As part of our Beyond the Canvas series, I caught up with her to talk about life in isolation, wading into political debates, and why she decided to take an old hit song and turn it into a public service announcement to get more people to mask up.
You know, I wanted to use Get on Your Feet because in people's minds, it's an empowerment song. So I knew that it was, when they heard the music, it was going to make them happy. And I figured, you know, like a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Put on your mask when you are buying groceries.
My idea was to capture kids because there's a lot of fear. I know my own grandson literally said to my son, "Daddy, I don't want to die," when this was starting, because they hear and see everything. And I wanted to do a funny spin on a very serious subject matter. Really, the only tool we have as a public health tool is to wear masks. If we all would wear masks, we'd be much more protected.
Since you put that song out, masks themselves have become political, right? There's a huge debate over whether people should wear them, should be forced to wear them, where they can be required. What has that been like for you to watch as that debate unfolds?
Curious, because I think to myself, you know, how do we get to that point where something that is so simple, you know, to help to protect other people, because literally you're protecting other people more than yourself. And if everybody wears it, you know, it's like people ask me, how does Emilio's and my relationship work? And I say, well, he takes care of me and I take care of him. That means that we're both taken care of.
You and Emilio have both been hesitant to ever really talk too much about politics. Do you feel more strongly about some of those things than you did before?
Well, I feel strongly about it, but I'm still not going to share the views only because I have fans on both sides of the aisle. And it's kind of sad that there's only two sides of the aisle. I don't think that my own personal political views, just because I'm a singer and somebody likes my music, that I should try to convince them otherwise. I think that everyone has to look at what's happening. We all have eyes. We all have ears. We all have brains. And I love this country, and I believe very much in its freedoms, and it pains me. It really hurts me to see what we're all going through here because it's so unnecessary. I haven't been able to hug my family members for 5 months. I mean, it's like, it hurts, but we got to do whatever we got to do to make the world safer for our kids, for my grandson, you know? But I stayed away from politics in my song because I was a victim of politics. We lost our country, Cuba. You know, my dad gave up his life for both countries, for Cuba and for, you know, the U.S. when he went to Vietnam. He was in Bay of Pigs. He was in the U.S. Army. So to me, music was an escape from those kinds of things. That's why I've stayed away from, you know, politics in my music.
You really haven't hugged your family in 5 months? You seem like a hugger to me. That must be hard.
I am a hugger. I've hugged some trees. I've hugged trees. I've hugged my animals. I hugged my grandson for his birthday because I was able to convince my son, and his wife convinced him, to let me host something in my backyard, all of us with masks, only 8 of us. And I got my grandson a gigantic water slide. And as a kind of joke, but not really, I ordered hazmat suits and masks because I was not going to let my son tell me that I could not hug my grandson.
You wore a hazmat suit to hug your grandson?
I did. And he hugged me I will never forget that hug. He wouldn't let go. He was holding on to me, like squeezing me. That hug lasted. Oh, it was the best thing the entire day. It was beautiful. I'm going to frame it and make it really big because tears are always on the edge during this time. But
we're all feeling that, right? Everyone's feeling that right now.
And you know what's funny about these kinds of things? I mean, you know, you've been in the business forever. There's something much more real, I think, that gets said and talked about in this. I could never be this close to you physically like we are right now.
No.
You're literally like 16 inches your face from mine. So you learn a lot more about people through these, you know, venues when you're speaking on a screen because you're looking at their face the whole time. And You're at home in a setting. It's just a lot more, I think, conducive to actual, real conversations.
Conversations Estefan says she'll continue to have, including through her music. Her latest album, Brazil 305, is out now. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.